You may know you're listening to this show along the Marketing Podcast Network, but did you know there are other great shows on MPN to help your business? Christy Hyler hosts a fantastic podcast called Own It. Christy, tell us more about the show.
Own It is all about celebrating women and non-binary advertising agency owners. We talk about buying out of the Boys Club of Advertising because less than 1% of ad agencies are owned by women.
And where can people subscribe?
You can find the podcast at untilyouownit.com. We're also on the Marketing Podcast Network at marketingpodcast.net. And of course, you can subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
You heard her. Go subscribe.
On Brand is brought to you by my new book, Get Scrappy, Smarter Digital Marketing for Businesses Big and Small. Available now at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or your favorite bookseller. Publishers Weekly calls Get Scrappy a helpful digital marketing Bible. You can read the first chapter, get special digital extras, and learn more now at GetScrappyBook.com.
Welcome to On Brand, a podcast for brand builders by brand builders. Here's your host, Nick Westergaard of Brand Driven Digital.
Hey, brand builders, have we got a show for you? This week's guest is Samantha Herschel. Samantha is the Associate Marketing Manager for Schwinn Bicycles and is a 2013 University of Wisconsin alumni. When not immersed in the digital world of marketing and communication for Schwinn, she can be found volunteering, practicing yoga, riding bikes, running around her neighborhood, or knee-deep in one of her many hobbies. Last year, Samantha completed her first marathon and biked her first half century. An avid adventure seeker, she is currently planning her next backpacking adventure with her boyfriend, Chris. Samantha is highly involved in Girls on the Run and believes you can always make time to better your health and give back to your local community. Samantha, welcome to On Brand.
Hi, Nick. Thanks so much for having me.
I am thrilled to have you here. You know, I bring you up constantly because in my book, Get Scrappy, which I was in the early stages of when last we were together after a workshop a little more than a year ago, I had talked to you about the concept of getting scrappy with one's marketing, and I found, being a Midwesterner like you, that scrappy is a word we use a lot, but means a lot of different things to a lot of different people. And you had one of my favorite definitions, because I think that it's not just small scrappy marketers. I think marketers at any size of organization can benefit from getting scrappy, and it's your quote that I use in the book and frequently when I'm talking about the book, because you said we could all use a few people and a few dollars more, because to me that is scrappy marketing. So thank you for that.
Oh, definitely.
So given your role at Schwinn, what would you say is kind of the makeup of your typical day, of what you do?
All right. So, my day starts out, we have an intern actually, her name's Rosalie at the UW here, and so I start out each day talking to her. We go over what she's doing that day, how we can better build the brands, and kind of what the week's going to look like. And I do that every day with her, just so, you know, we're on the same page. I think communication is key to a brand team. The better communication, the better relationship you have, it translates directly into everything you do. So we do that, and then my day continues on with checking social media, answering messages, making sure that everything is good there, making sure that all the feedback we've had is positive, and if not, addressing anything I need to our customer service team, and making sure that our customers are happy online. Oftentimes, I then go into planning for the week if it's a Monday. That's entails the blog that we have for Schwinn, as well as Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, all the social platforms, and really making sure that the story ties in with what we've been doing all year. We also have about 24 brand ambassadors, so a lot of my time is spent talking to them and making sure that they are happy, that they have everything they need to succeed on their own social media with our brand, and also making sure that if they need someone to brainstorm stories with or photo ideas, that I'm available to them. And then lastly, a very big, important part of what I do is just talking about product. and learning about what's coming up, what we have now, and how we can work with others both in and outside of our company to really showcase what Schwinn has to offer.
Well, that is that is no easy day. You are going a lot of different directions, working on the right now, how it feeds into the year, working internally, externally. You said something that kind of got me thinking, too, especially as you talk about your internal team, your brand ambassadors. You talked about communication being key to the brand team. With a brand as, I think that that's why you have such a great scrappy quote. But for a brand as far-reaching and historic as Schwinn, how do you communicate that and what you stand for, what you talk about, how you talk about it, both with your internal team, your UW intern, but also to those brand ambassadors as well?
Well, I think a big part of when you have a brand that has so much history like Schwinn does, we've had 120 years so far, and, you know, we expect much more than 120 years to follow. It's really honoring the heritage that's come before you and learning from it and adapting to the modern times. So for me, I actually have a background in both communication and history. That's what I went to school for. So it was a great brand to hop onto right away. I looked deep into the marketing that Schwinn has done, and there's a lot involving influential people within the community of every year that Schwinn has been around. So you have celebrities in the 50s who are on their bikes, who are really toting the brand. And that was kind of my key influence for the brand ambassadors. We wanted people who spoke to our consumers. And so when you look at the portfolio of ambassadors we have people who speak to every discipline of riding, every age, every ethnicity, gender, and really show, you know, what Schwinn stands for, which is a bike for everyone. And that's what we strive to do. And so when we're talking within our internal team, we try to remember that as well. Who is our consumer and how is this bike adding value to their life? And if we remember that and we keep looking at those people and remembering that behind every bike is a person, we succeed as a team and it creates a really good work environment.
You said something in there. You talked about Schwinn's being bikes for everyone. Now, is that something that you think of as, is that a mission? Is that a brand promise? Or is that just something that is kind of a pillar of what you stand for and isn't a formalized part?
I think it's more of a pillar than anything, actually. We really have bikes at every price point, so that's helping these kids get on bikes who might, you know, they might not have otherwise had a bike. And we do a lot of work with charities to make sure that every kid has a bike, and we think that's important. You know, people deserve to have transportation, and if we can create a bike that speaks to our consumer, that is accessible to our consumer, you know, that only adds value. But likewise, we have bikes for people who are more interested in their style and are willing to spend a little bit more on a trendy, fashion-forward bike or one that has better components, better gearing. So, you know, it's really about running the gamut and making sure everybody has that access.
That's really cool. So in talking about, you know, beyond communication and brand ambassadors, you talked about planning in the context of, you know, up to a year out. You know, what when you and the team sit and think about kind of what that message is, what does that look like? What considerations go into that message strategy?
Well, you know, it really starts with looking at the product. I'm actually sitting in a room right now with drawings for 2018 up on the wall and a bunch of tubes with paint colors and options. And we start by working with our product team and seeing what's new. And so our planning goes all the way out to 2018 when it comes to product. And so getting those ideas in front of the marketing team, talking to the product team about the stories that created the bike, and learning about who the consumer might be for each one of these products is really the best way for us to begin the process. And so I often tell people who aren't familiar with the bicycle industry that they can think of it more like the auto industry. So you have planning for 1 year, and then you are executing for another. So it's always continuing on forward. And for our marketing team, it's about sitting down and then creating that story around it. And this year it was all about the people. and celebrating those brand ambassadors, but also the users who are already on Schwinn and empowering people to share their stories.
I love that. And the auto industry parallel makes a ton of sense, too, in thinking about mm-hmm. that. What role, as you're kind of juggling those kind of different timelines, does discipline play in all of that, of staying on message, on brand, pun intended?
No, I think it's a huge part. Every event we go to, we do a lot of events with Schwinn, too. It's about talking to the consumer in a consistent way, and making sure that our message is always close to the brand and what we stand for, which is, again, that accessible brand, the brand that tells the stories, that creates the memories. And so when we're talking to our consumers, we want to make sure that we include them in. So a great reference I have to that is I recently took that intern, Rosalie, to Winnebago. That's out in Iowa where
yes.
they're located.
Forest City, right?
Yeah, Forest City. So we were out at their grand rally. And we talked to a lot of Schwinn consumers about their first Schwinn and the stories they have with the brand and listened to them. And sometimes it's not even talking about product. And I think that's the big lesson that we took from that is it's about talking to people about, you know, the human experience of what the bike can bring and ultimately what the brand brings to these people's lives.
Dumb non-cycling question. What's the connection with Winnebago and Schwinn? Are they similar customers? Are people that...
Well, it's similar customers, but it's also similar lifestyles. So somebody who's going out on a Winnebago is seeking adventures, and a person on a bike is also seeking adventures. So oftentimes, Winnebago consumers will take their bikes with them. So when they're stopping at a campsite, stopping in a new town, they're on their wheel journey through their new adventures.
That's really cool. And you talk about talking to real people. I think we spend so much time sometimes on, quantitative research. But how do those conversations go?
Oftentimes, you know, people see the Schwinn tent and they approach us with just that recognition of the brand name and the bikes in front, and they're curious. They want to know why we're there, and we tell them a bit about us and that we're located in Madison, Wisconsin, and that we're designing our bikes here in Madison. And then they tell us so much more about the experiences they've had with the brand. And it's about listening and taking, you know, to heart what they're saying, because oftentimes I find stories out of meeting with those people. People that I meet on events end up on our blog sometimes, or we just have stories to share with our internal team to help inspire people here. So those stories have so much value and so much worth. And I think sharing them is a key thing for brand marketers everywhere to learn, you know, sometimes it's about what you already have and harvesting that organic content.
Well, you know, it's, I think, sometimes an overused word in marketing today and often ill-defined, but in thinking of stories, I mean, they're really the engine of strong brands, and especially brands with history. So it's like I have to imagine that, you know, just stories in every form that you're kind of constantly mining those, you know, stories from... Stories from the past, from the present, and everywhere else. Because as you know, they're going to end up on the blog. They're going to end up elsewhere. Do you have any idea on what is a good system for drawing out those stories, or what's been successful in your pursuit of stories?
You know, Nick, really finding those true, honest stories that have emotions in them. You know, you can see people's faces light up when they're telling a story that has deep-seated emotion and value to them. We hear a lot about people getting their first bike and how they had to save up money on their own doing a paper route, or like seeing a bike in the window and they knew that they wanted it, so it took them months and months to save up the money to get that bike. You know, we also had a story recently come across that started out as a negative story on social media. This man reached out to us, and he was having some issues with his wife's bicycle, which were easily fixed, but we were able to talk to him on a personal level, and he started telling us about his old vintage Schwinn that he had as a child, and now he's going to be writing about, you know, his Schwinn story, past and present, and those types of stories are invaluable to a brand.
I love that. That is, it makes me think about those stories. I was at a... at an estate sale. And one of the things that went for the most of all of the different things, pieces of furniture, antiques there, was the old Schwinn. And I know that doesn't... I was just thinking of my own recent Schwinn story, and I thought, that really says something, I think, about the brand, because I wonder, you know, if Vintage Bike X automatically fetches that much, or I have to think it's because of the power of the Schwinn brand.
Oh, definitely. I think it's definitely an emotional connection. It's like, if you see something from your youth, from your childhood, or just something that you have really positive connection to, it automatically has more value to you.
So, in thinking about all of this and stories and personal things, you know, in reading your bio, you talk about, you know, riding bikes, running, all of these things, and, you know, it didn't jump right out and say, you know, that Sam is religious about living the Schwinn brand in her life, but I have to think that that's a big part of being a brand advocate internally, is kind of walking that talk.
Oh yeah, for sure. I mean, my boyfriend and I just went out on our bikes this weekend. We're going to be doing a ride locally within, what is it, like 3 weeks now for the Cancer Foundation here at Madison. And it just becomes a huge part of your lifestyle. And I always joke, before I started at Schwinn, I was a little bit, I broke bikes was basically what I was known for. I would take them off jumps. I would do things with my bikes that I should not be doing with a bike that I was riding. And when I started this, my family and a couple other people are like, do they know how you treat bikes? But I mean, I learned so much by working here, and so much about what different bike types are right for people and what to be riding. And I never, ever thought that biking would become such a huge part of my life, but it really has. And I can't help but believe that that mostly is because I've embraced the brand so much and what the brand stands for, which is healthy, active living and doing it whichever way is right for you.
I love that. Now, how is that? Is that advocated for internally, that kind of, again, back to common marketing tropes, but living the brand?
Oh my gosh, so much. We have an hour lunch break every day where a lot of people here go out for a ride. And we have some people who are all up in their spandex gear, and they get out on their road bikes and they go for, you know, probably shoot like 30 miles in an hour, something crazy. And then you have a couple of other people who just go out for friendly cruise, and we have a mountain trail nearby. So we have some people who go out mountain biking. And then a wonderful thing that has been happening is people who are more experienced have been teaching people who want to start a new biking discipline how to bike that way. So a great open brand atmosphere here.
So is that formalized, the lunch biking, the teaching?
Some of it is, yeah, and I think that's really to engage people in other parts of the building. It's a large amount of people working here, so sometimes you're not always interacting with people in finance or other areas. But when we put on calendar events and it's open and welcome to everyone, people really respond well, and we have some great teachers. So it's very non-threatening, and it's a great way for the office to, you know, get together and create that great atmosphere.
Well, I didn't even think about that benefit too. The fact that, like you said, it's so easy to get kind of siloed internally and to only spend time with the marketing people, maybe the salespeople too. But finding some of those others internally, that's probably a great way to build the larger team in a fun way, and also doing so around the brand.
Definitely. And we're only as strong as our weakest spoke. So you need all the parts to work together, right?
I see what you did there with link
like
versus
that.
Spoke. That's some good brand talk. We definitely had the right person on the podcast, I can tell. So what other, are there other kind of those lifestyle components associated with the brand that are a part of your life as a team member or brand advocate in your own right?
I think expanding that my lifestyle, my healthy, active lifestyle is also beyond the bike. And that's something that Schwinn really embraces too. Schwinn advocates for you to be a healthy overall person. We want you to get out there and get active and be part of your community and, you know, just be living the best life you can for yourself. And we want to be a part of that. And so I think that, yeah, my life has kind of improved since working with Schwinn. I become much more involved in my community. I give back whenever I can and involve Schwinn whenever I can too. Two of the events that I recently went to in the community, I've ended up tying in Schwinn. So we're now giving bikes to local Habitat for Humanity families in the community who are moving into new homes, and Madison has a great biking infrastructure. So I thought it'd be a great idea for kids to have bikes that they can ride to school or ride together as a family. So we've partnered with them.
That's great. I love that, that community involvement and just kind of building. I mean, I often think of, you know, the people around your brand in terms of kind of concentric circles. And I think we've kind of, perhaps not in order, but talked about the concentric circles, most of them here this morning, because you've got your employees, your internal team, obviously a part of that inner circle that, like you said, only as strong as the weakest spoke there. You've got your brand advocates that are kind of straddle that internal, external side of things. You've got customers, rabid, indifferent, pretty good, sometimes upset circle, and then the community at large that may not even be customers yet, but all of that is a pretty powerful ecosystem if you're working on all of it.
Definitely. Yep.
You know, in thinking back to, I know this was something that we talked about back when we were together live and in person, and you mentioned earlier on, you know, I think the other interesting part about your own story is the your study of history, and here you are working at a brand that has great history. I think sometimes it's a struggle for those that work at brands with history to kind of straddle the line of how much are we only talking about our history versus how do we respect and leverage that history as we continue to tell our story as well.
Yeah, I think that the first thing that's most important with a brand that has a lot of history is just knowing it. Educate yourself. Make sure that you know everything there is about your history to know, that you've seen the images, that you've dug into the past, you know what collaborations you've done, and take that as part of your story. I mean, we all have our personal stories that create who we are, and that's the same with the brand. And so with Schwinn, a lot of it is honoring the fact that we have this lengthy history and what we've done, but also not letting that stop us from developing and modernizing and, you know, creating new and, I wouldn't want to say better because Schwinn has been so amazing for so long, but new and innovative. So for me, for the marketing team, it's really about seeing what we've done, having echoes of the past that don't overshadow what we're doing now, but help to bring it to this higher level.
That's great. That is great. Well, and I love what you said too. It is that, I mean, even in talking through it there, because you can't also suggest that now we're doing these innovative things when really you have this whole time as well.
Right, exactly. And that's something that I find so rewarding and passionate about, coming to work at a brand that has so much history. And maybe that's part of my, you know, history background and love for sharing the benefit. And how lucky are we to have such an extensive history?
That's great. As we start to wrap up here, and thinking about your work in the community, if you are talking to a group of brand builders like your UW intern, and are leaving them with some bit of parting knowledge, some bit of wisdom that helps you sort everything out in your very diverse day with all the different roles and responsibilities that you have, what is one thing you would ask those brand builders to remember?
I think it would be, don't be afraid to embrace your brand advocates. And everyone has brand advocates that come in many different forms. And don't be afraid to let them in to marketing, to your brand ideas. And, you know, work with them in a symbiotic relationship.
That's great. And like you said, I think it's not only embracing them, it's making them a part of your marketing as well. That's so big. And finally, as we wrap up, we always like to ask our guests for a brand that has made them smile recently. Sam, who has made you smile?
Right now, watching the Olympics, it really has to be the shot on iPhone, the Maya Angelou, the Human Family campaign, where they have the poem tied in with, you know, what they've already been doing with the iPhone 6 campaign. And every time I see it or hear the poem, it just ties so well for me. And it creates that feeling of inclusiveness. And it's inspiring to me. And it really speaks to what I do as a brand marketer as well. So that would have to be it for me.
Love that. Speaks to what you do as a brand marketer. So where can folks go to learn more about who you are and what you do?
You can always find me at LinkedIn on Samantha Herschel. I'm also on all the Schwinn social media. So if you ever have a Schwinn question or want to reach out to me there, I'll be the one talking to you.
Very cool. And I would imagine you could find links for all of that at, is it Schwinn.com?
Schwinnbikes.com.
Schwinnbikes.com. So we will link up to all of that in our show notes. Samantha, thank you for joining us on Brand.
Thanks so much for having me, Nick.
And before we go, I always like to flip the microphone around to our community. Recently, Molly Nicholson in Minnesota. So we've got Wisconsin, Iowa, and Minnesota all covered here in one podcast. Molly gave a shout out to our episode featuring Daryl Weber, author of Brand Seduction. Thanks for listening, Molly. And a reminder, if you liked something that you heard on this episode or another, or you have a question you'd like one of our guests to answer, let me know on Twitter using the hashtag OnBrandPodcast, and you may just hear your thoughts right here on the show. You can find links to everything that we talked about over at BrandDrivenDigital.com. You can subscribe to the show via iTunes, Stitcher, and RSS. Speaking of iTunes, if you like what you're hearing, head over there, give us a quick rating and review, help others find the show. Remember, On Brand is brought to you by my new book, Get Scrappy, Smarter Digital Marketing for Businesses Big and Small. Order now at Amazon and check out GetScrappyBook.com for special offers and extras. And finally, On Brand is also brought to you by the Social Brand Forum. This premier digital marketing experience takes place September 22nd and 23rd in beautiful Iowa City, Iowa. Learn from experts like Jay Baer, Joe Pulizzi, and Ginny Dietrich in the heart of the heartland. Listeners of the show get the best rate when they register using promo code ONBRAND at socialbrandforum.com. Until next week, I'm Nick Westergaard, and I'll see you on the internet.
This has been the On Brand Podcast, presented by Brand Driven Digital. For show notes, links, and more, go to onbrandpodcast.com. Remember, you can subscribe to the show and leave a rating and review at iTunes and Stitcher. Thanks for listening.
This podcast is heard along the Marketing Podcast Network. For more great marketing podcasts, visit marketingpodcasts.net.